Tabernus does not seduce, it confronts.
Ravines tear through hardened clay, heat presses down with physical weight, and the land appears permanently unfinished. Often described as Europe's only true desert, it is defined not by dunes but by erosion, an environment shaped by extremes and sudden bursts of rainfall. Western filmmakers discovered it in the 1960s and 70s, drawn to its arid vistas and dramatic hills. Sergio Leone filmed A Fistful of Dollars, For a Few Dollars More, and The Good, The Bad and the Ugly Here, followed by Once Upon a Time in the West. Other productions included Lawrence of Arabia, Conan the Barbarian, and Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Out of this cinematic boom arose Mini Hollywood, a permanent Western set that has survived by reinventing itself as a theme park, zoo, and film museum. Its wooden facades, dusty main street, saloon, and staged gunfights preserve the mythic Wild West, even if you're standing in southern Spain.
Walk beyond the sets, and the desert asserts itself.
The land is still, stubborn, and completely indifferent to fame. Yet the ghost of film history lingers in every ravine and plateau, where cameras once captured outlaws, heroes, and legends under an Andalusian sun.
Here, the desert is both stage and actor, elemental, cinematic, and utterly uncompromising.